This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 3rd of July. There was more action off the field than on it today, as the three matches in the Friends Life T20 were all badly affected by the weather. The day began with the news that Northamptonshire have sacked their head coach David Capel with immediate effect. Previous second 11 and academy coach David Ripley has been chosen to take over the running of the first team affairs on an interim basis. In other news, Sussex have said that Rusty Tyrone will not be rejoining them for the group stage of this season's competition. He was forced to return to South Africa 3 weeks ago for personal reasons. Somerset have been forced to move their Clydesdale Bank 40 match against Durham on the 22nd of July away from their Bath outground and back to Taunton after the recent wet weather meant the pitch at the recreation ground was unlikely to be ready in time. Essex have confirmed the signing of Indian off-spinner Harbhajan Singh as their overseas player for the remainder of the LBE County Championship and Clydesdale Bank 40 campaigns. Ian Bell has signed a new 3-year contract with Warwickshire, which will see him remain at Edgbaston until at least the end of 2015. And Gloucestershire are believed to be close to signing Australian Ed Cowan as their overseas player on a short-term basis. He is expected to play 2 championship matches for the Gladiators against Essex and Leicestershire, before linking up with Australia's A-side. In the matches that actually did take place, Sussex hammered Surrey at the Oval. The Sharks chased down Surrey's total of 106 for 6 off 16.2 overs with ease, as Chris Nash, Luke Wright and Matt Pryor all made useful cameos. Surrey had early been restricted by the spin pairing of Michael Yardie and Michael Rippon, who returned 2 for 15 and 1 for 20 respectively. Over at Trent Bridge, Lancashire's total of 178 for 4 from their 20 overs was rendered useless by Duckworth Lewis' calculation that required Nottinghamshire to score only 49 off 5. Michael and Ricky Vessels both made 20s, as Nottinghamshire got home with 2 balls to spare, and rather undid the good work that Stephen Moore and Thomas Smith had done with an opening stand of 119 for the Lightning. And finally, Glamorgan's match at Worcestershire was abandoned without a ball bowled due to the weather at Cardiff.